This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I can't stand these studies where we have one study in May that said opposites attract, and then we have another study that came out this month saying opposites do not attract. So when you have science that conflicts, and you know, what was that? Was it a Paul Abdul song? Opposites attract, you know. Anyway, you know, opposites attract. Do they not attract? Do you have to have something in common? Please don't use any of those adages, you know, in your dating life in terms of, okay, well, I got to find somebody who's opposite me, or I got to find somebody who's the same as me. I'm telling you right now, in terms of relationships, and I've been studying this for a very, very long time, it's all BS. Right? Who you fall in love with, you will have complementary aspects that allow you guys to mesh, and you'll also have things that you're similar with. You might have somebody that balances you. And so you really need to find somebody who is both an opposite as well as a, what's the opposite of opposite? A non-opposite. The same. And these studies, I mean, back and forth, I'm not going to go into the studies. You know, one looked at, the most recent one looked at, you know, if you do drugs, you're going to find somebody else that does drugs. If you're diabetic, you're going to probably bond with somebody who's diabetic. Politics, you'll probably be able to bond with, whereas the May study looked at, no, the opposite's attracted. And so there's a lot of you guys that are single out there, or you're with a partner and you think, maybe I'm with the wrong person. Well, think back to who you wanted to be with and why you wanted to be with them. Okay, well, let's look at Jimmy Garoppolo. All right, why would anybody be attracted to him? Okay, well, one, he looks like a god. All right, I mean, he is probably one of the most beautiful men on this planet. Number two is he's nice. Now, I spoke with him. He's just nice. Yeah, nice smile. He makes eye contact. You know, he makes you feel like you're important. Okay, that stuff is pretty, pretty cool. Now, can somebody fake that? Absolutely. Yeah, but to me, it's not just about the looks. Looks are important, but I've known a lot of good-looking guys. You know, and in my business, I get to meet good-looking men all the time. But I want something different. Now, I want what my husband gives me, right? You know, he's got the brawn. He'll kill a spider if I need him to. You know, when I, you know, go in and out of an accent and I, you know, make songs about the pets and I, you know, he doesn't interfere with that. You know, he lets me do me. And I love that about him. He also lets me have my career. You know, it's very hard to be married to somebody who is around good looking people all the time. But he trusts me. I trust him. And I could do what I need to do. You know, it's funny. I was going to a radio conference. It was going to be one of my first ones. And there was another female radio host I was going to go with, that I was going with. And I'm like, you know, oh, so the husbands could hang out. And she's like, oh, no. We don't bring the husbands. Like, why not? Well, because people aren't going to approach you if your husband's standing there. They'll approach you if you're not. But if you stand there with your husband, you're not going to mingle. Nobody's going to talk to you. You won't be able to talk business. Won't happen. And so it's very hard to then to, you know, have a partner that is totally fine with that. So what you need to do is you need to figure out before you figure out, if you know, look at it, well, is it opposites attract or do I need to find somebody exactly like me? You need to look at what is important to you. And if that person is going to interfere with that, they don't have to agree with you politically. But if you think they're going to prevent you from going to the voting booth, because they don't like your politics, well, then that could be a problem. You know, you might sing horribly. You know, do they have to love your singing? No. Corey doesn't like, you've heard me sing. But does he ever tell me to shut up? No. Now, he does, whenever he doesn't like my singing, he'll like, you know, bring some, or he'll start singing along, and then it stops right there. I'm like, no, that's, you totally brought in the bass. No, wouldn't, no. Your falsetto does not work with the song. You completely, you know, I was performing, you know, at the Grammys. You completely messed that up. Now, but you don't need to necessarily find somebody that is exactly like you. I mean, if you're a showman, really hard to have two showmen in the family. Sometimes you need that balanced. Now, what you do need to, though, like I said, figure out is, what is it that makes you tick? Do you want kids? Well, finding somebody that can't stand kids, that's a problem. Do you like pets? Do you love pets? Well, somebody who doesn't, that's a problem. Now, somebody allergic to pets, that's not their fault. They might love animals. And see, I would have a problem with somebody who really hates animals. Because then I'm like, what's wrong with you? But somebody like, look, animals have bitten me, or animals make me sick. Okay, well, then that's a reason. Then that's fine. You know, just like, you know, kids. If somebody says, I hate kids, that's what, but somebody who can't have kids because they're infertile, okay, well, that's not their fault. So you need to find out what makes you tick. And then think about who you liked and why you liked them. Is it because they laughed at your jokes? Is it because they were very easygoing? Is it because they didn't have a lot of baggage? Is it because the in-laws weren't very obtrusive and obstructive? And, you know, what was it that made that relationship work? But then what was it that made that relationship not work? I could not be with somebody who's a womanizer. I could not. You know, because there's a lot of individuals out there that want nothing more than to break up marriages or to grab that person from you. So I'm like, I don't need to spend that extra effort. I'd rather spend the extra effort building our relationship and doing things with you than always worrying if you're cheating or somebody's trying to take you from me. So for me, that's a deal breaker. And so these are things you need to kind of look at. And if it's the smile, if it's the humor, it's the, so how to make somebody attracted to you. Well, one is realize what you're good at. A lot of us, we don't have a lot of self-confidence because we don't think we look like Jimmy Garoppolo. But we have other things that are very, very attractive about us. And build on those. And then find people that end up really needing that to compliment them. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks, to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I said it once and I'll say it again. If you have a child who is gender dysphoric and is struggling with being in a body they don't want to be in, these children need help, and it's not going to be one fix. You need to get the families involved so they're not misgendered in other parts of their life. You need to get their doctor involved, and it is a team approach with consistent monitoring and making sure you have the diagnosis right. I've said that time and time again. There has been reluctancies in non-American medical societies in terms of puberty blockers in kids. And people ask why, if the American Academy of Pediatrics and American medical associations are completely fine with transgender, transitioning and hormones and medical interventions, what's going on in Europe? Well, It's because they wanted more studies. Now, one study has come out. This comes from the UK, where a third of trans children who were given puberty blockers saw their mental health, quote unquote, deteriorate. And this apparently reverses a study that said they found no change in their mental health. So the original study looked at 44 children aged 12 to 15 who took hormones to block puberty, and they found no change to their mental health. But a new report found 34% of gender-questioning youth saw their mental health deteriorate while on the hormones. Now, 29%, their mental health improved. 37% experienced no change. But when you have a third of these kids who could be deteriorating, as I said, all hands on deck. If people are promoting the transitioning and the puberty blocking to prevent child suicide, which we all want to prevent, we don't want any child committing suicide, we need to be very, very careful thinking that the hormones are going to solve the problem, especially if it could possibly make them worse. And also significant is the no change. If you have a child who's suicidal and extremely depressed, and you put them on the puberty blockers and they've had no change, then you're still not addressing what is the root of their depression and anxiety. Now, mind you, somebody living in a body that they don't want to live in is extremely challenging. And I couldn't imagine what these kids are going through, which is why, again, all hands on deck. But you're hearing schools say, no, we don't need to get the parents involved. Well, you get the parents involved when the child's doing opiates. You get the parents involved when the child's failing a class. You get the parents involved, you know, when the child graduates and gets an award. Why wouldn't you get the child? Why would you get the parents involved if that child is going home and being misgendered by cousins and grandparents? Don't you want that child to have good, strong mental health? Don't you want to protect them from being triggered? You got to get the family involved so they know what's going on. And you really have to get the family involved, especially if the child wants to undertake anything medical. So this study, I think, comes out of the UK. It's an analysis that tracked individual patient scores to produce their results. And according to authors, this method allowed a finer sense of how individual patients were faring in a study, and is approach, and I guess they say the approach should be adopted in the future. So they want to make sure that it looks at people. Now, this was over a 12-month period. Right? What about longer? And so puberty blockers, we are still studying. I don't think the verdict's out, because puberty blockers have been used in individuals and studied for long periods of time in individuals who had precocious puberty or started puberty earlier. And so it's a very, very fine balance to still make sure these kids can grow taller, still make sure they get secondary sex characteristics that isn't just all about the genitalia. It's about their voice. It's about their heart function, their lung function, as they expand, their fertility. And so even though I do believe that you can manipulate the hormones such that you can later, you know, maybe preserve fertility or do egg harvesting or sperm harvesting, my fear has always been the mental health. Right? Are these kids getting the support that they need? You know, in California, they're talking about a parent will lose custody of a child if they don't support the child transitioning. Well, how many transgender children do you know that want to lose their parents? A divorce is already stressful enough. And people think, well, the only thing that matters to the kid is if they're a boy or girl. That child has other needs, right? And other reasons to bond with the parent than based on if they're a boy or girl. And so now you start to take away a parent. You also then take away that parent's parents and that parent's brother, sister, so the aunt, the uncle, the cousins. You start to alter losing custody. Now that child is losing half their family. And that child is going to think it's their fault. They're going to think, you know what, just because I chose to be a boy or girl, now I'm losing access to part of my family. Even if they might not like their mother or father, they will now lose access to the other family. That's a problem. That's not what you want for a transgender child. You want that transgender child to have access to the cousins. You want that transgender child to not feel blamed for a family breaking apart, especially when the custody battle starts to center all around their genitalia. So keep in mind, you got to think from a kid's perspective. A lot of people don't understand how a child thinks. And children think very differently from adults. And I'm not saying the puberty blockers worsened necessarily child's mental health, but if that child was depressed or anxious for another reason or for multiple reasons, and all everybody's doing is concentrating on if they're a boy or a girl, they're going to miss some real mental health pathology. I'm not saying you don't ignore the fact that they are gender questioning. Let them, you know, give them support, give them counseling, have them work through it. And if that needs to be pursued, then, you know, puberty blockers and all that. But honestly, these kids suffer from anxiety and depression. And if they falsely think it's because of their gender, they're going to still be depressed. It's something I've said from the beginning. A lot of individuals, a lot of these kids are homosexual. And they feel that being homosexual is harder to do in society than being transgender. But a lot of homosexuals love their gender. Many homosexual men love being a man, having their penis. Same thing with females and lesbians. They, you know, still love their bodies. And so you might have a child who may be homosexual, but kind of confused. Does that mean they're a girl? Does that mean they're a boy? You know, we have to get our definitions correct. And when I hear that people lump it all together, no. There's individual choices people have. I know a transgender female who is straight. And they are going to date a biological female. But they're going to appear to have be a lesbian couple because that person is transgender. But they're straight and they want to be with a female, even though they want to live the life as a female. So it's a spectrum of a whole bunch of different wants. And so when you ask a 12-year-old, do you want to not have boobies or do you want to have a smaller penis? That's a lot to put on their shoulders to make that kind of a decision. Do you want to have kids later? Do you want... If you asked me when I was 12, and I was starting to go through puberty, and my breasts were going from training bra to double Bs, I'm probably like, get rid of these. I can't run anymore. I'm not as fast as I am. I'm going to be getting a period, and I'm going to be getting cramps? Oh, hell no. You know, is a child able to make that sort of a committing decision? And then when they start going through the change, if they realize that the problems aren't fixed, now they could worsen. You know, the reason why gender transitioning is being brought up is to prevent child depression and child suicidality and suicidal ideation. We have got to make sure before we mass platform any sort of plan to understand that every single individual is different in terms of what they want and what they need, and that the transitioning might not be what they're depressed about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Donald Trump's campaign confirming yesterday that he will be skipping next week's Republican presidential debate and will instead visit the Detroit area to speak with striking auto workers. The United Auto Workers strike against the big three U.S. automakers has reached a fourth day. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says it's total madness that a child was killed from fentanyl at a daycare center in the Bronx last week. Two suspects have been charged with murder. Another person is being sought by police. Ovidio Guzman Lopez, the son of former Sinaloa cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, pled not guilty yesterday to U.S. drug trafficking, money laundering, and other charges. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Michael writes, why is Donald Trump scared of being at a debate? It's not a good look for him. And he's talking about how Trump isn't going to go to the debate next week that I believe is at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. I think it's on the 27th. I disagree, Michael. I think it's a brilliant move for him not to go. I don't think it'll do anything. I think him skipping the debate last time was also in his best interest. Not that I'm here to help anybody's campaign, but I do like to comment on campaign strategy, and I think it helps everybody, Trump not being there. One is he's already so far ahead in the polls that him not being there, and I think he's going to the United Auto Workers, the picket line to talk to auto workers. I think that is time well spent. I mean, he should be there anyway. But while everybody else is kind of hashing it out, it's almost like it's a sub-primary. It's who's going to go up against Trump. And then whoever goes up against Trump then goes up against the Democratic challenger. And so it's very unique what we're seeing. But then again, everything about Trump and what he's done is unique. And I don't think of that he's afraid. I think there's it's not really a, there's no gain for him to go be on stage and have moderators ask him about things he doesn't really want to talk about. He already has a platform where he is able to express exactly what he wants to do. See, the reason why these debates were so valuable is that's how you saw JFK and Richard Nixon, one, battle it out with each other, but two, who are they? What are they about? What are they for? What's their likability? The debate, especially the televised ones, allowed people to finally meet the candidates and get an idea of what they are about. Trump has that already. Now that he has his own, and look at what he had to do, coming up with his own social network to be able, Truth Social, to be able to have a platform where what he says isn't going to be truncated, misspoke, altered. So people don't need to, he doesn't need to be on the stage to introduce people. Everybody knows who he is. Now, in terms of, well, arguing against the others, can he argue against DeSantis, Vivek? I mean, you know, many of them are, you know, looking at possibly being in Trump's candidacy. So I don't think any of them want him there either. I don't think any of the candidates want Trump there. One is they don't want to go, you know, blow to blow and you know, get into an argument and, you know, have Trump make fun of their hair, you know, like he did with Ron Paul. But the other thing, too, is they want their moment to shine. They want to have some sound bites and airtime. You know, Vivek Ramaswamy, I knew that he would probably really be able to take advantage of getting airtime. Part of it backfired, you know, because of, you know, some of the comments he made to the other candidates. You got to be very, very careful with that. You know, I know Trump, it worked for Trump insulting the other candidates, but when you're new and you're a little green to the whole political field, you got to, you know, starting to accuse everybody of being bought, now you just alienated so many people in the room that were considering you that also seem to like, you know, a lot of what's happening now is when you look at the Republican side of things, you know, many of them are going to support whoever is going to be the candidate, but they're, you know, they might like their favorite, they might want one over another, but they're still, you know, kind of reinforcing, you know, their decision on, is this still the right party choice for us? And so you need to be really, really careful when you're that new, you know, ripping on other people that might be a little bit more seasoned. I mean, DeSantis, you know, could he argue against Trump? I think he could debate Trump well. But I don't think anybody really wants to see that. I don't want to see a slugfest. I just want to know what each side, Democrat and Republicans, are going to do to fix the country. I would love to see a JFK-Biden debate. JFK Jr. I'm sorry, RFK Jr. You know, RFK Jr. and boy, wow, look at what happened there where there was a possible assassin the other day that got caught at the airport miles from where his father was assassinated and a couple miles from where he was speaking. You know, JFK Jr., very interesting candidate, and you know, many people would like to see. I don't know if there's any sort of debate planned for that. But he needs the debate because people need to be introduced to him. All people know about him is his vaccine status and some of the controversy. And he's the son of one of the Kennedys who got killed and assassinated. People need to know more about what he stands for, so a debate would help him. So right now, the second debate is already kind of going through the process of who could be there. North Dakota Governor Burgum is he says he's still charging forward. He and an allied super PAC are making investments this week to try to boost his ID and his ability to be on the stage. I think what you need to qualify is each candidate has to have a minimum of 50,000 unique donors to their campaign or exploratory committee. That's why you're getting these ads. I get ads from Biden, from Trump, from Tim Scott, from everybody asking for donations and telling me what they're doing, etc., because they need individual people. You can't just have the same five donors. And it also has to be 200 donors in 20 or more states. So you can't just be, you know, a rock star in Nevada, you know, or a rock star in North Dakota or a rock star in New Mexico. You have to have some national presence. The candidates must also reach 3% support in two national polls, or reach 3% in a national poll and 3% in two polls conducted in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, or South Carolina, the four states that lead off the Republican presidential nominating calendar. Candidates are also required to sign a pledge in which they agree to support the eventual Republican presidential nominee. They must agree not to participate in any non-RNC-sanctioned debates for the rest of the 2024 election cycle, and agree to data sharing with the National Party Committee. I don't know if I'm 100% out behind that one. I think you should have a right, you know, to say that you are going to support somebody no matter what, and let's say you don't, you know, particularly like them. You know, you can't have that individuality. You can't have that, you know. But I guess they also, you know, the thing is it probably wouldn't work in their favor, because if any of the candidates say, you know what, I'm not going to vote for Trump, I'm going to vote for Biden, they've already lost. So, you know, I think you don't necessarily have to have that as a requirement, but I think it just prevents somebody from being a, what's it called when you have somebody who's kind of a plant? So right now, I think, you know, most of the candidates are fine. I don't know about Burgum. Apparently has met the polling threshold, I believe, but I don't know if everybody else. I don't know if Chris Christie has, etc. Also, remember, these debates are about ratings. These media outlets want to make sure that people know if there's nobodies. Let's say, now I think everybody is somebody, but let's say you have a no-name person. People aren't going to tune in. You know, there's a John Smith. I don't know who John Smith is. I don't want to. So they want people that have some following, because then that'll make people tune in and advertisers will be happy. So again, it's a game. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Marianne writes, why are schools asking kids to make a decision on their gender? They're the ones behind this transgender epidemic. She goes on to talk about more. That has been asked especially in the medical community, if we are creating more of an issue by bringing every child who comes into a classroom and having them make that decision when they're not prepared for it and when they don't understand the ramifications. I've been very kind of mixed on what's been happening because, you know, a child who is truly gender dysphoric is, you know, struggling. And the definition is there's not a lot of criteria that a child has to meet You know, like, for example, with attention deficit and hyperactivity, there's tons of criteria that have to be met. You know, and then in multiple settings, you know, if somebody isn't paying attention in school, but they're paying attention at home, and then, okay, well, then, you know, is it a school thing? Is it that they're bored in school? Is it that they're in the wrong grade? Is it, you know, there's criteria. With gender dysphoria, the definition, according to the DSM-5, which is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, which, by the way, is not considered a mental disorder, it's called it's called an identity disorder, and they're even changing that from gender identity disorder to marked incongruence between their experienced or expressed gender and the one they were assigned at birth. So rather than them qualifying for tons of criteria, if a child says, I don't want to be a boy or I don't want to be a girl, that's called gender dysphoria. Now, I think we do need to have very, very specific criteria. You know, meaning, do you ever want to tear off your body parts? Do you ever, you know, wish that you had a vagina instead of a penis? And I think some of the kids might not have. They're like, no, I like my body parts. You don't want to scare them, of course, but, you know, because some people with true gender dysphoria really don't want those body parts. Others are like, I'm fine with my body, but I just want to be a girl or I want to be a boy. As I said, there's various stages of it. So if you ask a child, do you want to be a boy or a girl? As I've said before on the show, you know, that might not be that they're truly gender dysphoric. Me, I would have rather been a boy because I liked sports. I liked what the boys got to do. I didn't like the girls. They were mean to me. I always hung out with boys. If you told me I wasn't going to have a period and I wouldn't have breasts so then I could run faster and be able to do more boy sports, I would have said, hell yeah. But I am so glad I'm a girl. I love the fact that I, you know, am married to my husband and raise kids. So I do think that you could change your identity. If you're true gender dysphoric, no. Since birth, you don't feel right. You have severe distress, severe unhappiness based on your identity. You really feel you are in the wrong body. But now that we are having a much more relaxed definition using gender neutral, gender fluidity, well, if you're gender fluid, then you shouldn't necessarily be doing anything committing and permanent to your body because you're gender fluid. You might want to be female one day, you might want to be male another day. But I think we do in the medical field need to have maybe some specific guidelines. And I think they're going to come because the lawsuits are coming. Now that you have people who transitioned unhappy, some of them unhappy, saying they weren't given options, they were a kid, they couldn't make, you know, a very educated decision on, you know, one was upset that they lost their breasts. So once the lawsuits start, it's going to force the medical community to have more rigid criteria to, I guess, justify making certain decisions. And again, I don't want anybody with gender dysphoria to have to be, you know, obstacled any more than they need to. Somebody with true gender dysphoria is really struggling. But do we have a lot of individuals who are, you know, maybe identifying as a different gender but aren't truly dysphoric? Absolutely. And so, you know, my thing with schools is our schools are understaffed. We have teachers doing call-outs because they don't have enough staff. They aren't getting paid enough. They feel overworked. We have kids struggling in math and science. I just don't think the schools are equipped to take on this, especially those schools that are being legislated to not tell the parents. I just don't think there's enough. I mean, I've heard of some schools where they have to share a school nurse. You're supposed to have school nurses all the time, every school, even a backup. And there's places where there's just not enough school nurses. If you can barely staff your school nurses, how are you staffing enough counseling? And so if a school is like, well, we're going to take this on, and we're going to have children figure out their pronouns and do that, that might be just a little bit too much for them to handle, and maybe the focus should really be on the math, the reading, the science. I am blown away at how many parents are pulling their kids out of school and homeschooling. And it's a shame because public school can offer so much. We want our kids in school. But if, you know, families feel that their child, who's happy and fine, is going to be broached with the subject that now is going to cause them distress, going, wait a second. You know, I watched the Titanic, and if you were a man, you died. So you don't want to be a man because then you won't be able to get on a boat because only women and children get on a boat. And I'm not saying that the average child will look at gender dysphoria that superficially. But I do believe the average child goes through a variety of identities when they grow up. It's very normal for them. A lot of them with religion. How many kids change their religion? It's very normal. Or they might not identify with religion at all. That's normal. Parents always go, I don't know what to do. My child isn't going to church. My child isn't going to mass anymore. It happens. They might go back, but they go through a period of time where they start to doubt religion, and they go through, I mean, even me, when I was in the sciences, I never doubted religion, but I found it very hard to reconcile science and religion, like creationism and evolution. Now, that was a little difficult, so I just had to, in my mind, say, well, maybe a day during the Bible was not a 24-hour day, but maybe it was a period of time. You know, maybe you have to look at the Bible figuratively. But I think everybody kind of, you know, looks at their identity. But a true, true, true gender dysphoric child, you know, may not, you know, bring, they're struggling, and they might not bring that up. And school counselors or teachers who think that a child is struggling will then bring the child in. The child would then talk to the counselor. But if you're going to assign everybody in the classroom, all right, guys, decide if you're a boy or girl, that might just be too much for the average child to handle. Because then what do you do? Okay, maybe now you pose the question. Now you have a child questioning their gender when they never questioned it before. Okay, now where's the support for that child? If you don't have individuals who could support them, and you're not going to get the parents involved to help, well, now you started something that you're not following through on. So I think everybody needs to kind of rethink what the process needs to be, what the criteria is, or we could be getting, you know, some kids to go down a road that maybe they don't want. And the kids who really do have gender dysphoria are going to be sidelined because of all the other numbers of the more superficial cases. 1-877, Doc Valley.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.